The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome.
I'm going to get you high today, because it's Friday. You ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
Kicking David Chuck the Freak.
It's a day celebrated all across the nation. Bitches be tripping. What's up with the Asian?
Dave with the news, douchebag of the day. Rip cord in the hot bitch, bitch away.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
At first, it seems crazy to end a relationship because the other person likes different foods than you. But since most of marriage is just figuring out what you're going to eat, I guess it's important to be compatible there. According to a survey, 1 out of 7 people say they would end a relationship, even one that had real potential, if they were food incompatible.
Huh.
It is important. You need to,
yeah,
like, because you are eating together. It's a thing. You know?
Yeah.
If you like food.
Yeah.
Want to eat.
14% of people say they would end a relationship if you didn't like the same food.
Yeah. And even for someone who doesn't eat food, I can't, like, the having the same conversation over and over about, like, oh, you're just not going to try. You're just not, like, I'm so sick and tired of hearing anything like that. Like, if you say that to me a couple times, all right.
Yeah, it's over.
It's probably enough of this. Yeah. You know, like, right. I would never be like someone who says, would say, like, oh no, you can't. Mm. Like, what am I going to do? Say you can't eat something? Like, eat whatever you want, but just, like, don't bust my balls that I go to some fancy place and I get a cheeseburger in paradise.
I've sailed the seas of food so much.
Yeah.
So void of sex lately, I don't care what
right.
what you like.
Yeah. But I think, like, even a more drastic, like, you're with, like, a vegan or a vegetarian.
That would be,
know,
really hard.
That's,
and there are people,
yeah,
that are together like that, and I don't know how they do it.
What do you call it? Like a mixed meat relationship? Like, what do you call it?
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, see, I think the real hard part would be the fact that if someone takes it so serious that they, like, they're like meat is murder type of thing.
Well, yeah.
And then it's like, there's no way. If it's like, oh, we got to cook 2 meals every time, or.
Yeah.
I guess that could be done, but...
Jason, I know your new bride is, you know, very healthy. Were you worried about being food compatible with her?
No. It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
No.
Not your question,
but she was, like, way healthier than you, and she wanted, like, I have a memory of, like, you not being into some of the food she liked or something. I don't know. Maybe I'm thinking of someone else.
Well, no, she's vegetarian, so, you know... I'm definitely not. I'm a meat and potatoes kind of guy.
Right.
Yeah.
So I've just eaten a lot more vegetables, but she's never been like, don't eat that, you know?
So you can
that's
go
good.
And you
that's
can like
way
chew on some ribs in front of her at a restaurant and she'd be fine.
Yeah. I mean, she'd rather not see me like shoot the cow.
Right. Yes.
Like, that's what she's against. But if I want to clog my arteries and live a happy life, then... She's all for it.
You're cool with that.
Yeah.
Cool.
As long as I do some exercise and hopefully get back, you know, and stay around a little while.
Because right. I know a couple where they do, like, one of them is vegetarian, one of them obviously eats meat, and he can't, it's stuff on the bone she can't see him eat.
Mm. Oh,
you know what I'm saying? Like chicken
stuff.
Wings, ribs, like stuff that she
can't
knows.
See the bones.
Like, yeah, she doesn't want to see him eating meat off a bone.
Yeah.
Although outside of that, he's, like, if she, you know, a steak or chicken breast or whatever, it's fine.
Yeah.
But she doesn't want to see him gnaw down on a dead animal right in front of her.
It'd be difficult if you were like a meat eater and then somebody was all about that, you know?
Yeah.
It kind of takes the fun away from it. Part of it's like getting excited about it. How does this taste? This is good.
You know? Yeah, getting excited
does it taste like murder?
Together. Yeah,
together.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, if someone was like, what do you think of my
broccoli Alfredo. Mm,
it's great.
Because
it's
so sometimes good. I'll like get a piece of pork and I just start running around the house excited. I scream, I run. I do. I'm not kidding.
If it's a good piece of pork.
You gotta like keep objects away from Lisa when she's gonna try like a real good pulled pork. She could start knocking stuff over. Here she goes.
Oh, no. Oh, look out, Lisa's pork dance. Put that aside.
Start running.
Celebrate your pork. Come on.
Jake runs outside and jumps a fence.
Oh, oh, looks like Lisa's got some good pork.
What is she doing? She's on the run. She's, you don't know when it's going to slow down. When, probably when the sandwich is done.
No, I just take like a piece right when it's like out of the oven or whatever. And I'm like, let me see how it is. Let me just see. And I take a bite and I'm like,
that's just awesome.
Haul ass.
Molly's just
haul
like,
ass.
Haul ass.
Yes.
Derek. Derek's in Boston. Hi, Derek. How are you?
Hey, what's happening?
We're good, man.
Hey, listen. You want to hear something crazy?
Sure.
Can't hear you.
Oh, no. Your phone's cutting out.
Cut out, Derek.
Your phone's cutting out. Start again. We want to hear.
Yes. Yeah, we got you.
Yeah.
First of all, happy Friday, gentlemen
all
and
right.
Lady.
Yes.
Okay,
well.
Okay, so Derek, go for the story.
I was 17 years veg because of my wife. I didn't even really eat red meat ever, but I broke veg edge 5 years ago, and I've never looked back. I'm a brisket fanatic, and my wife washing my dishes is probably one of the most hilarious things you've ever seen in your life.
Why, like it makes
her gag touch it? She won't even touch it.
What's that?
She won't even touch it?
No, and she like, we had one of the biggest fights we've had, 23 years, one of the biggest fights we've ever had was I said the word gristle. And man, she told me she effing hated me and stormed out of the room. We've never had a fight since.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
That's all grossed out.
That's the word, right? Gristle.
I'll punch you right in the face if you say
if
it around me
gristle.
While I'm trying to eat.
Oh, okay. I got a little bit of gristle in that bit.
Yeah, gristle's disturbing.
I don't like it, but I wouldn't punch you for it.
Yeah, I don't like
no
it.
No reason to get violent.
I don't like it.
Right. I don't have any emotion towards that.
I don't really either.
That call made me feel nothing.
I don't gristle.
Gristle.
Yeah.
But for a vegan, I guess.
Yeah. I guess so.
I never heard him say veg like that. Like, I went full veg.
Yeah.
I never heard that.
No.
Could you go full, like, if you were head over heels in love with someone, could you go full veg?
I'd have to secretly...
No.
Eat meat.
Yeah,
or
you'd eat some secret meat, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I'd eat secret meat.
Into the I wouldn't even try. I wouldn't even be secret about it. I would just be like, my lady, it is not working.
Right. If she's willing to leave because of that.
I was told if I ever went vegan, I'd be left.
No, that's it. Yeah. Lenny would be like, peace.
No vegans.
See you later.
Vegans, you can't eat cheese. You can't eat anything.
It's just tofu you can eat, right?
No, well, not quite. But, there's a lot of stuff you can't eat. And Maggie is in Salem, Mass. Hi, Maggie.
How's she going, eh?
Oh, how's she going, eh?
My wife decided after about 3 years when we were married, she decided she wanted to be a vegetarian. So now every time I make bacon, she just very lovingly stares over my shoulder. She misses it so much.
Oh, like she
cried. If I couldn't eat bacon and someone was making bacon.
I would
bacon.
Definitely have bacon tears because if I smell it and I can't have it.
Yeah. The best smell.
Oh, it's the, like one
I
of the greatest
see.
Smells in the world.
Bacon tears.
I'm excited thinking about it.
Like, secret down meat your, and bacon tears.
Comes down your cheek and leaves like a little picture of bacon behind.
Yeah, it's like.
Yeah.
Sizzles. So good.
Yeah, no, if I was vegetarian, I would have secret meat and bacon tears all the time.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how vegetarians do it, honestly. Meat's just awesome.
It's just a...
takes a lot of discipline.
They just really...
I understand the love of animals.
Yeah.
I do,
yeah,
too.
I
love
animals. Do.
I totally get that. I just love meat too much to save
so
them.
Good.
Yeah. I'm with you on that because it's like so delicious.
Delicious.
So delicious.
I think if I was brought up vegetarian, it would have been a lot easier, I guess, probably for a lot of us. You know, if that's just what you know.
Right, if that's your lifestyle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. But once you taste a good piece of meat,
Yeah. You do your pork dance.
Right.
You do. And it's hard to go back.
Yeah.
Like, what's a world without ham?
No world I want to be in, I'll tell you that much. Could you imagine the ham? Oh, my God.
It's a sad world.
What a terrible chapter in history, the hamless.
The hamless times.
The dark ages.
We've entered a hamless time.
We've never been hamless.
No, we haven't.
I don't think we've ever been hamless.
No. I can't think about that.
Like, I think even in the dark ages, we had ham.
I just picture, like, a scientist running with a piece of paper in some government building. He's like, there's only one ham left!
Oh, no!
The hamless times have begun! The hamless times have begun!
The hamless times.
We did. Everything would fall. Everything would fall.
The world would crumble. No pigs.
I don't even like talking about it.
Pigs make good stuff.
Oh, my goodness.
What would be crazy is if there were tons of pigs all around, but, like, something happened to the pigs, where then people were like, listen, you can't. Honestly, eating pig, it'll kill you right now.
Is that the next thing? That's the next
thing,
might
be the next thing. Yeah. Oh, my God. I wish I didn't dream it up.
You ushered in the hamless times.
Oh, no. Why did I dream it up?
If you have simulated our way into hamless times.
Well, if it happens, you know it's my simulation.
This is that's worse than anything that just even
I know.
COVID. Screw the pandemic. We got no ham.
Wildfires.
There's a ham shortage.
There'd be pigs everywhere.
I'm going full Neo. And I'm destroying the simulation.
Yes, I understand. I understand.
Someone
it.
Needs
yep.
to.
Yep. I understand.
Society would evolve to where you'd have to be like, may ham be with you. That's how you greet
also with you.
It would change everything. There'd be a ham religion.
I don't want to live in a world without ham, guys. I don't.
Barbecue place I go to, they have a smoked ham.
Oh, I should smoke a ham.
Dude. Oh, my God.
Smoked ham is delicious.
All right.
Yeah, smoked ham is good. Joe's with us in Boston. Hi, Joe.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, Joe?
I got a story about a coworker of mine who pretended to be a vegan to impress a girl.
Okay.
Oh, no.
How's it go?
Basically, so he's a big fitness guy, and he hiked a mountain once. And at the top, I guess it was a good view or whatever, and... But he met this girl, and he was talking to her, and it was like love at first sight. And so she mentioned that she was a vegan, and he was like, "Oh yeah, me too." And basically, he, long story short, went on some dates with her, pretended to be a vegan, and now he's stuck being a vegan, pretty much. You know.
Oh wow.
So he's into the secret.
He really
meat.
Likes.
Yeah. Meat. Yeah. He's into the secret.
He's
meat.
Exactly. Yeah. He's got a meat pusher.
Yeah. You have to have secret meat.
Yeah.
He goes to a different kind of glory hole.
Yeah.
They slide bacon through.
Yeah.
He's
like, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He gets down on his knees.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. You would. I would.
Oh, you got any bratwurst?
I would.
I love a bratwurst.
Yeah.
Some guy is so passionate he texted in steak over any day.
Wow.
Mm. Yep.
I don't agree.
Come on.
It was bad enough when one of my best friends went vegan and didn't tell me. We traveled together. I told that story.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a real devastating time. And she's just a friend, you know, and we were just on a weekend vacation together. And she since went back to eating meat, thankfully. But, yeah, that's hard enough.
On today's episode of Dave and Chuck the Freak, the gang forgets that swine flu existed.
But we can still get our hands
what
on
I've,
it.
What I've dreamt up
was
is,
affected by...
and trust me, my brain is just going on and on inside.
You've dreamt up a true hamless time.
A pigdemic.
It's a pigdemic!
Because I'll be honest, in my brain, you can't even touch them or get near them, so they start running wild everywhere, and when you see them coming, you have to run away.
It's a goddamn apocalypse.
That's what it is.
This guy said, I had stomach issues. My doctor said, it's probably from red meat. I cried for 30 minutes thinking I could never eat a steak again, and I'm a grown-ass man.
I'd cry, too, if the doctor told me that. I feel for people that have real hardcore dietary restrictions like that.
Yeah.
I hope he did it after he left the doctor. Like, he didn't have a 30-minute cry in the doctor's office.
I'd just hug my doctor and cry on him.
I think the doctor would understand.
Yeah, he'd be like, it's okay.
Like, I'm going to have to tell you something.
What?
I can never eat red meat again. Come here. That's okay. I know.
Can you just kill me?
Here.
Thanks.
Take these.
I will.
I have that intervention cry.
Yeah.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
It sucks to be old.
So because of the times we're in, as you go into stores in the majority of places, they generally have some hand sanitizer right by the door.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Some places will say, please use it before you come in. They actually have someone there make you use it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I've seen that a couple times. Others just, you know, it's there for you to use if you want to.
Mm.
Well, as an old guy walked into a gas station, he was looking around for the hand sanitizer dispenser.
Where is it?
Yeah. Couldn't quite see it. Hmm. But he finally spotted it.
Okay.
What he thought.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Was the hand sanitizer dispenser.
Slushy machine.
It was the slushy machine.
No, it was not.
It was the slushy machine.
There it is.
Hey, it's cold.
Why is it going to be so cold?
Do not do that, sir. That is...
I'm
washing up, bud. That's blue raspberry.
Washing up.
You're getting it everywhere.
Look at that.
Do not know
it's
why.
It's got a nice cooling sensation.
You've done this.
This is the bizarre moment. A old guy mistook a slushy machine for hand sanitizer at a gas station. Footage shared online shows the elderly shopper strolling into the gas station after filling up. He's wearing a face mask. He stops in the doorway, looks around for the hand sanitizer. And then he spots two clear containers with blue and red liquid right next to the door. So he squeezes the handle and begins to rub his hands on them.
Oh, he really did.
Yeah, there he
started
goes.
Washing.
He goes to the red.
Ooh, that's cool. That shit.
That's so old.
Oh, that gets real cheap.
He went with the ice cold raspberry slush.
Oh, poor guy.
I don't know what's going on.
He's got one of those sweaters on his back.
He does.
Well, he knows enough to put a sweater on his back and a mask on his face, so he's got to be fairly with it.
He's trying.
I don't think so.
Sir, please do not... You need what? A cup for that.
Huh?
Slushy.
Oh, what?
Oh, my God. You've got it all over your back sweater.
That's cold, you know, you son of a bitch.
Oh, my God. That'll be 59 cents.
One lady said,
I am not paying for hand sanitizer.
It's 59 cents. It's not hand sanitizer. That is a slushy.
My hands are clean.
You've got it all over yourself.
You know how sticky you'd be in about...
Oh, my God.
It's all sugar. 12 seconds.
Would it clean? Would it do the job? I don't think so, right?
No.
I mean, there's enough chemicals
there's
probably
nothing
in it. Well, there's chemicals probably
clean.
In there.
None of the cleaning stuff.
Right.
That you're after.
Freeze the virus.
But would the slushy be enough to wash the germs off your hands?
If slushy could clean, we wouldn't have a pandemic.
Yeah, no, it's not effective.
That'll be the next thing from the CDC.
Yeah.
No, it'll have to. We'll have to put it out now because Dave said it.
Put a warning out.
Slushies are not hand sanitizer.
I was listening to Dave and Chuck, and Dave said slushy will take away the coronavirus. You gotta rub it on yourself. He said there's gotta be enough chemicals in it.
And we have millions of people walking around with these sticky hands.
Yeah, exactly.
Red sticky hands.
Sticky fingerprints
all over the world now.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, okay, don't use it. Yeah. I'm just wondering if they're willing, like, in some... You know how they show, like, them pouring Coke into clean toilets and stuff?
Well...
Like, would there be enough stuff in a slushie that could possibly eliminate some of the bad?
I will say, there's some soaps that I've seen made in my house from time to time for art projects that are like sugar based where they're like just a big like hunk of like gross, disgusting, what looks like sugar.
Oh, really?
And it's like has some kind of cleaning.
Is it like the sugar in there so that the granules of sugar like scrub the skin?
I don't know, James. I think it's a sugar based.
That sounds like a delicious snack.
You'd have to look it up. If there's a sugar base.
Amber has like a sugar scrub or something.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, they make
those. She has like a body scrub that's with like sugary.
But it's not meant to for germs or kill bacteria.
I don't know.
Like
this
exfoliating
I thought was.
Kind of thing.
It's an exfoliator, yeah.
Is there sugar soap?
Sugar soap.
Sugar soap.
What up, sugar soap?
What you call like a clean stripper? Hey, sugar soap! Well, there's a brand called Sugar Soap.
just remember being in my house and like
this was
you could
Stella
use it to wash
or?
Your hands. No.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe it was a Stella project.
Wrong.
Yeah. Wow. That I can see, Charlie. But
I don't know, but this whatever this sugar stuff was, it was like you're supposed to use it instead of like a bathroom hand soap. Yeah.
I don't know what soap's made out of.
Two chemicals, lye.
Yeah.
And fat.
Whoa.
Probably whale pee.
Jeez.
I think that's really what it is. It's any kind of fat.
Yeah.
Mixed with lye, and you have soap.
I did not know that.
I'm trying to see what chemicals are listed in Slurpees. They got citric acid in there.
That'll
and
do
they
something.
Also got the Quillilia extract.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, with the Quillilia.
Watch out for the Quillilia.
That's what does
what
it.
About the yucca?
The yucca extract.
Extract, too. That's mm-hmm. always solid.
Red 40 will kill anything.
Yeah, it probably will. Yeah. It's a U2, you know?
Don't you hate when you go to Starbucks and they burn your dick off?
Well, oh, yeah. Did they do that again?
I'd be quite upset.
Does that cost extra?
Yeah, mine's just whatever. However you ordered the small.
A man in California is suing Starbucks after spilling hot tea on his genitalia and his hands.
Mm.
His story now from CBS Sacramento. Let's listen to what happened.
Young person who's had his life changed forever.
A life-altering trip for tea landed Tommy Piliev in the burn unit for 2 weeks after the lid came loose on his Starbucks cup.
It fell on the windowsill and then came over on it. There's third-degree burn on his fingers, second to third-degree burns on his pelvic area.
Ooh. A new lawsuit claims the Roseville father's hands, stomach, thighs, and genitals were scalded in the 2018 incident, preventing him from playing his beloved piano. Oh. Adding, the sensitivity and permanent skin discoloration and disfigurement of Mr. Piliev's genitals and inner thighs made eventual intimacy awkward and painful.
Oh. The nerves have grown back and have healed back, and he learned to walk again, because that took a while to learn to walk with those comprehensive injuries around that whole section of your body.
I can't walk because I burnt my dong.
I think he was using the term the nerves came back and learned to walk again.
Mm.
Like, I think he was talking about, like, he could get a bone and he could do, like, sexually, he could get back in there.
I was going to say, you.
I think he was using it as
I can't walk anymore?
Yeah,
you can't walk.
I think he was.
Yeah.
Okay, trying to
for
use
TV,
euphemisms?
Yes, for TV.
Okay,
negligence and product liability by Starbucks and Pactive Packaging, which provided the cups and lids. In a statement, Starbucks told us, "We are currently evaluating the claim. Our partners take great pride in ensuring our beverages are crafted with care and delivered to customers safely. We take our responsibility to provide a safe environment seriously and will continue to do so." The 24-year-old's attorney claims both Starbucks and Pactive Packaging knew there was a problem with the lids, citing 80 complaints a day about defects from employees. Now, with medical bills piling up, he says this is a first step in preventing another drive-through disaster after a simple run to Starbucks.
Well, like I said, my sister was burned by scalding hot coffee inside of a fast food place when she was 9. It was like a worker had a bunch of it in it, and they tripped and spilled it all over my sister, all over her body. And it looked just like that.
Did it really?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, instantly, skin was peeling off, and, you know, so after seeing that as a kid, like being 11 and seeing that, his junk was a disaster. I guarantee it.
Well, yeah, they just showed you it close to his junk, like his thigh. They didn't show, of course, they're not going to show you his junk on the news. But and it right near his junk looked like a nightmare.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was red and peely like that?
Yeah. I don't want anything red and peely.
And I think,
and
honestly, like my sister's scarring, and like the fact that you could see that something, it was probably 10 years.
Really?
It was probably took 10 years for the skin to like, you could, now you'd never know she was ever burned. But I mean, it was, and they said to her, like, this is going to be a long
Don't they have
road.
That on their cups
though?
Caution,
like,
hot.
Caution, like, because McDonald's started the whole thing, right? When that woman sued McDonald's claiming that's how she got burned.
Right, so and I don't know when that was.
That was years ago. That was in the 80s.
Was it in the 80s? Yeah.
But that old lady that got burned at McDonald's, that was, they didn't have a warning on it, and she was devastated by that coffee. Like, a lot of people make jokes about it, like that, you know, she, you know, coffee's hot or whatever.
Yeah, well, this is...
But it was boiling hot.
I'll say,
that's like what happened to my sister.
I'm a Starbucks guy. I drink Starbucks a lot. And that, I don't think it's happened recently, but I do remember a time when, like, the lid slipped off. I thought they weren't putting it on right in the drive-thru.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd go to take a sip and it would spill on me. And I realized the lid wasn't on correctly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, but maybe that's the problem. Maybe that's they the had crux. An issue with the lids not fitting correctly, right? And that's why this lawsuit is going forward, if they can prove that there was
it's
just, an actual
It's
problem.
Never really a smart idea to grab that top lid whatever drink you have, you know? Like,
especially not a hot one.
You know, I've had one where you could tell it's like, oh, no, it's gonna you know, or I'll see them about to give it to me and realize, no, if I grab the top of that, it's coming off.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, those it's a lid problem with this, so they might have this guy.
But think about it. I understand the hand burns because it was direct skin contact, but he obviously had, if not pants, shorts, and underwear on.
Well, actually, and it went through that. For my sister, the clothing made it worse.
Like,
so she was more burned where there was clothing than where there wasn't.
All right, because you probably wouldn't whip off your pants in the drive-thru, right?
Right. You can't, and... You know, that was a part of the traumatic stuff, them, like, tearing my sister's clothes off, like, trying to get it off of her and stuff. And then, obviously, you're dealing with, like, fast food employees trying to save some little girl, and they're, like, they threw ice all over her, which is, like, the worst thing, actually, you can do. And,
that's awful, dude.
Just imagine, Chuck, you go get a hot drink, and they rip your pants off because you...
I'm like, no, I'm good! Yeah, Let's speed right out of there. Yeah, I deal with the third degree. I'm going third degree. They are not ripping my pants off.
We need to get those pants off you now. Yeah. Get them off.
Nope.
No, they're part of me now.
I'd have to feel like, I think it missed it. I'm like, sir, it's everywhere. It's all over you. No, but it missed it.
It missed it. I will be fine.
Yep, yeah. It missed it.
I'm good.
I'll be back.
Didn't burn it. It's hard to burn. It's small. My legs are on fire, but Joe, how you doing, Joe?
Good morning. I used to work at a catering contractor. They had these big 40-gallon coffee urinals, whatever they're called. I'm walking by this guy. I accidentally nudge him, and I said, I'm sorry. And he goes, you bet you're sorry. And he throws the coffee on my chest.
Oh, my God.
It was horrible. It was, my skin started peeling off.
Yep.
It was horrible. It's been 35 years. Never been the same when the sun hits it. But I did get him arrested for assault and battery.
Oh, of course.
Oh, yeah. My God, yes.
If that was intentional, of course you should.
Oh, yeah.
But it is no joke that I couldn't. I remember taking my shirt off and my skin was just, I'd never seen anything like it before. I wouldn't think that could do it.
So can you imagine those burns then on your genitals?
Oh, that guy's junk is skunk.
Junk is skunk.
And he had a really cute wife.
Yeah.
The guy has a really cute wife.
Yeah.
And it's like,
man.
It's like prime banging years.
Mm-hmm.
It's too bad.
That is a bummer. I mean, you saw the look on his face in that bed.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
He's like, my hot wife. My hot wife.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, no.
Poor guy.
Because at first I was like, oh, and then I was like, no, that's...
In your 20s with a hot wife, that's bad.
Oh, man.
You imagine the doctor comes in and he's like, listen, I'm just looking at the report here. I hate to tell you, but official word is, your junk is skunk.
No!
Not skunk junk!
You've got skunk junk.
Oh, just kill me now.
Yeah.
Give me the morphine, all of it.
Give you me know how much.
Yeah.
Just put me right over the limit.
Yeah. Will is in Detroit. You got burned this way too, right, Will?
Oh, yeah. So I was sixth grade. I was standing there at the door waiting for my mom to show up at school. We had a little breakfast event going on where they had breakfast with us. And there was this lady standing behind me. She had one of those 2-gallon tall looking coffee servers. You come up, serve yourself.
Yep.
And so I'm waiting for her, and I went to back up. She poured the whole thing down my back, and I was wearing a sweater, so it took me into the principal's office. And like you were saying about your sister, it's a skin flake. And well, when they took my sweater off, the back skin pretty much came with it.
Yep.
Luckily enough, now I'm not scarred in any way. It was a pretty bad way to heal up. You know, it took a couple weeks, but when I went back to school, the lady that did it went to apologize, and she gave me basically an expired coupon to Toys R Us. So,
wow, expired coupon to Toys R Us.
Expired coupon to Toys R Us. You could have been a Toys R Us kid, but yeah. Not now, because it's expired.
I can't even get Legos or anything, and my spine's exposed. So, you know,
different times, right? Back then, they give you an expired coupon.
Right, yeah. There you go, kid. There's absolutely nothing.
Yeah, they'll give you a couple million bucks.
Right.
It's just a different time. You don't want that. Dylan, it wasn't it wasn't a hot beverage. It was something else hot that was spilled on you. Dylan.
Hello?
Hi.
Oh, yeah. Hi. So it was my 11th birthday, and I was on my way up north. And we had stopped at my aunt's house, and I decided that I was going to make some hot Jell-O. So I make the hot Jell-O. I started pouring it into a glass dish or a glass cup. And the cup just exploded, and the hot Jell-O went all over my dong, and I had a blister on it, and Jell-O. It was horrible. I put just mustard like on it.
Hold on, wait a second, you guys. You put mustard on it?
Why'd you do that?
Yeah,
because
I was told you put mustard on like burns, and it like eases it.
I didn't know that.
I've never heard that. Did it,
I thought it was
help?
Mayonnaise.
I've heard ketchup.
It was horrible.
Every time.
I've heard you. The worst thing you can do is put something cold right on it.
Yeah, I heard ketchup does something like when people burn themselves at
really?
Restaurants.
Really?
I'm looking up mustard
for burns.
How do you use mustard on a burn?
It says why you shouldn't use it.
This says may prevent blistering.
So it's more of a skin treatment for the after effects of the burn.
It's right. Interesting that everyone had a different condiment.
No, I know.
I just can't believe
it. I use horseradish.
My head was on a swivel going around.
Yeah.
We got the whole crowd.
Just put some salsa on there.
I guess I got to put
you need relish on there.
Mayonnaise, because mayo takes me to the Mayo Burn Clinic.
Oh, yeah. Mayo.
Is mayonnaise good? Well, this is sunburn.
Would feel good.
Yeah, so I don't think they're recommending mayo.
No, mayo's out. Mayo's out.
Just good thing I'm not messing with fire.
Yeah, all
right. And let's look up the final condiment brought up here: ketchup. Ketchup for burns. See what that does for us. Soothe your sunburn with ketchup and aspirin. It's not just for hamburgers. This is from something called What's Up at Upstate.
So they say it's for like a mild sunburn.
Oh, okay.
Ketchup isn't bad.
Just because someone says to use mustard or ketchup on a burn doesn't mean you should. There's no scientific evidence supporting mustard or ketchup as a remedy for minor burns.
I watched
vinegar and mustard.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like, even when I heard it, I was like, what? No, but I watched a lady do it to her hand. She had burned herself at a bar I was at and was cooking something.
Oh my God.
And
she turned yellow?
She put ketchup all over herself. I was like,
ketchup.
I don't think that's the way you do that. Just two more shots of tequila.
Yeah, you just let them.
With your good hand.
Camila?
Hi.
How are you?
Balls.
Did you say balls?
Oh, she did say balls, yes.
You?
Yeah, we're doing good. So what's your comment?
So about 2 years ago, I was getting ready to go out with a group of friends, and I was steaming the outfit I was going to wear because it was all wrinkly.
Mm-hmm.
And the steamer, I was in my bra and underwear at the time because I was going to put the outfit on. So the steamer ended up flipping upside down, and the boiling hot water in the steamer sprayed all over me.
Oh, sprayed. Like,
oh, my God. Yeah.
Yeah. So it was my left forearm, my stomach, my breasts were all.
Oh, no. Tender burned. Breasts.
Don't cry, Dave.
I hate to hear of a tender breath.
So what, is there lasting results, especially on the boobs?
No, it actually wasn't. For about a month, there was, like, super redness. Like, I couldn't wear sweaters. I had to wear, like, tank tops and, like, very loose-fitting clothes. Because if I got too hot, the burns would start to burn again. And I, like, the day it happened, I went up to my mom and was like, Mom, like, would it be all right if I smoked some weed, because like it's hurting so much, because like she wasn't a big fan of it, and she's like, yeah, that's fine, and I literally spent a week smoking because it helped with the pain.
Oh, yeah. You stoned your way out of it.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
It was so, the only way.
The only way.
A steamer.
A steamer.
Yeah. That's no good.
No, that would hurt like a mofo.
Yeah.
Hot, bubbly steam.
Oh, my God. And I had one of those steam cleaners that I would use on to, like, loosen glue up while I was fixing guitars or whatever. And it's so hot. I mean, it's so... It's like a flamethrower, except that it's water.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Gotta be careful
like
with that
you
thing.
You do. It's crazy.
Ooh. No, that's no good.
Yeah.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
There is a woman in Florida with the real name Lovely Butts. It's her actual name.
I love that about her.
Lovely Butts. Well, Lovely Butts got up to no good.
Mm-hmm. I take that back.
She was arrested for a pretty unsettling crime. She poured some bleach on a relative during an argument.
Oh.
Luckily, the relative is okay. But this Florida woman named Lovely Butts is in some big trouble now. According to the cops, 64-year-old Butts was arrested on a pair of felonies, aggravated assault and others. She was booked into the county jail, and she's scheduled to be arraigned next month. Investigators allege that Lovely Butts threw bleach at a female relative, causing the bleach to strike her in the face and mouth, and also threatened to pistol whip the person while holding a firearm. When police arrived at the residence, they found the victim, who smelled of bleach in the front yard. The woman told cops she had gotten into an argument with Butts about the location of her medication. During the dispute, Butts poured bleach on her, which she said got into her eyes and mouth and almost caused her to lose consciousness.
Oh, my God.
The girl, I guess, lives with Butts.
Our roommates with Lovely Butts.
Had to be treated at
my
the
My roommate's
scene.
Name is Lovely Butts.
Who did this to you?
Lovely Butts.
Does she have a lovely butt? I doubt it.
No. Maybe she did.
Maybe she did. I mean, she's 62 or 64 now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe she did.
Yeah.
I hope
she
did.
Hard to age with that name.
It is.
Yeah, there she is. Do you think, okay, that's her legal name. I don't know. It doesn't say here if
like, she had it married. I wonder if she married into the Butt family.
Oh, she's lovely, and she married Dick Butts?
Yeah, exactly.
Or, to me, I thought she was, like, years ago a famous stripper and legally changed her name to Lovely Butts.
I don't think they do that. I don't think strippers adopt their name.
No. Well, so maybe back in the 70s they did.
I am Cinnamon Sugar.
You're changing your name now?
Yep.
All right.
I am.
Cinnamon Sugar.
Police seized Lovely Butts' unloaded firearm from her bedroom nightstand and tagged the weapon as evidence. According to court records, Lovely Butts has been in trouble with the law before. She was convicted of passing bad checks.
I have a crazy roommate. Her name's Lovely Butts.
Lovely Butts.
She had to know.
She's nuts. She'll throw bleach right on you. Pistol whip you.
One time she didn't do the dishes, and I said something about it.
Don't say it.
She pistol whipped me, bleached me to oblivion.
You don't cross Lovely Butts.
No. You didn't move out at that point?
No. I couldn't. I was in a lease.
Oh, that's right.
I leased up with Lovely Butts. My mistake.
Yeah. I had to really think that one through.
Okay, if that wasn't her chosen name,
yes.
Do you think Lovely Butts had a hard time of it? As a lady growing up with the name Lovely Butts.
Probably.
Lovely. Oh, yeah, of course you did. Yeah, there's no question about
it. Yeah, if your butt's not lovely.
Oh, you'd be so much butt pressure on you.
There's a lot of butt pressure.
Like, if I was butts. Dave Butts, like Dave Handsome Butt, you know, I feel like I'd have to work out all the time.
Yeah.
Glutamus maximus.
Well, like, there was I think he plays for Denver now, the Jake Butt, you know, was a tight end for Michigan or whatever. I think it's, you know, your last name's Butt.
Mm-hmm. It better represent.
It's a rough road, right? You can't have a big, oddly shaped butt if you're in the butt family.
If she's lovely, though, that's what even makes it
worse.
Yeah, lovely's even a crazy
first
name.
It's crazy. Like, what's your name? Lovely.
Lovely butt.
Yeah.
Butts.
I mean, kids are going to be kids, so.
Yeah. That just would be a tough upbringing.
Yeah. You do. You got to bring it in the butt game.
Yeah. I'd like to say if Chuck was born with the name Lovely Balls. You know?
Right. Or like when my dad wanted to name me Hercules. Like when my dad wanted to name me Hercules, if I would have been Hercules.
Yeah.
It's a lot of pressure.
It's a bunch of pressure to be named Hercules.
Dude, I couldn't have been
you got to be in shape. I'd have to work out all the time.
I'm Zoot.
Hey, what's up, Suits?
That's just me.
Your dad,
Name me Suits. But I'm chubby.
This person said, while working for a temp agency doing background checks on potential temps, I encountered a woman whose actual legal name was Pebbles Twerkaholic. And a guy in Vegas, whose legal name was Stroke Daddy. Both were big hits in the office. It did make for some awkward phone conversations.
Damn.
Hi, is this Pebbles Workaholic, Twerkaholic?
Yeah,
speaking. I have Stroke Daddy with you.
Yeah, he's outside mowing.
What you mean, baby?
Don't they sound like stripper names?
They do, because Twerkaholic is not a real name.
Well, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that is not a family name. There's no
line of Twerkaholics.
Line of Twerkaholics.
One of the Twerkaholic reunions.
And Stroke Daddy.
Stroke Daddy also.
I think Stroke Daddy is an actual product, but I could be mistaken.
Really? Like for a stroker?
Yeah, like a masturbator.
Oh, wow. The Stroke Daddy.
Let's look that up right
well,
now.
Well, yeah, so they were inspired by that when they changed their name in Vegas.
Yeah, that's definitely like a name change one.
I don't know, nothing comes up.
Oh, is it a nickname for a wrestler? I know I've heard Stroke Daddy.
There's Daddy
somewhere.
Long Stroke. There's Daddy Stroke. But Stroke Daddy, I'm not sure.
Hmm.
Oh.
Well, maybe in my
either
dreams.
Way. Yeah, either
in your
way.
Dreams, yeah. Yeah.
Pass me my Stroke Daddy.
Hand the Stroke Daddy.
Yeah.
Need a little treat.
It would be a strange day in class if your teacher did cocaine.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
The South Carolina State Board of Education has revoked the teaching license of a former teacher after reports surfaced of him ingesting an illegal substance right in front of the class.
Just cutting up lines.
It's crazy.
You gotta keep your heads down.
Yeah.
Everyone rest.
A student got it on video. Percy Berry snorting a substance from the surface of his desk. A second video shows Berry wiping his nose before continuing a discussion. The incident was reported to supervisors at the school. Berry was sent for drug testing. Guess what? Positive.
Yeah.
Not just cocaine, also heroin and morphine.
Wow.
He has been fired. The South Carolina State Board of Education says he may appeal for certification after 3 years, but he will be subject to a character and fitness review, a review of his community service records, letters of recommendation, and backgrounds will also take place if he chooses to reapply to be a teacher.
How long has he been doing that? Ripping lines.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, he had morphine in him?
And
heroin? And he still came to work.
Yeah, because of the cocaine.
The cocaine brought him
the cocaine
there,
got him up on his feet.
Yeah, now it makes sense. He's like, hold on, kids, I'm getting sleepy.
Sleepy Monday, better do a big fat line.
Yep.
And I'm back! Hundreds of algebra!
Yeah, they went to a 2-hour class in 4 minutes.
Yeah. Everybody got all that?
Sorry, it's really hard to keep those notes!
Ah, shut up! Just dig it homework. Do what I said!
Thank God I was recording that. Got that on video, too.
What's your phone? What are you doing there? No phones in class.
It's a crazy time. I mean, teachers could do cocaine all they wanted years ago, and no one would be able to capture any evidence of it. But now everything's on tape.
Yep. It is amazing to me how much stuff in a classroom just a kid gets on tape. Like, they are ready to record.
They've got
the
it
second
on the ready.
Something seems weird.
Mm-hmm.
Right. They're all like little news reporters.
They like sense it's about to happen. Like, I think. Yes.
He's doing cocaine.
He's about to do cocaine.
Get it.
Yep, he did it.
Sweet. You did it?
Yeah, I got it.
Put it on TikTok.
It's on TikTok.
Awesome.
This guy said, back in 98, my 65-year-old science teacher used to do bong hits with us in class.
Oh my God.
What?
This, in 98?
98.
Back in 98. Yeah.
It was a pretty easygoing classroom.
There was a teacher when I was in high school that was a douche.
Yeah.
And he would always go to the bars. So,
really?
Like, when we grew up, it was always like, hey, you're a douche. You'd always see him and he'd be like hammered drunk.
Oh,
an alcoholic mess.
Yep.
Something tells me this guy didn't mind the feeling of getting handcuffed. Early the other morning, the cops in Eustis, Florida, pulled over a 48-year-old guy named George Vacherlon. George is a convicted felon.
They found some ammo in his car door. And he was also arrested for possession of ammunition by a convicted felon. But George was already wearing restraints before they even cuffed him. Because for some reason, he had a steel bondage collar locked around his neck.
Well,
hi. There was.
Oh, man. It's like Mickey Rourke.
Yeah.
Like now.
His mugshots are up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com if you want to go check it out. DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. There was another guy in the car with George.
Okay. It's starting to come together.
And he was arrested for having meth on him. They do live at the same address. We don't know their exact relationship.
I think
they're
we do.
They're the dirty thing.
I think we do.
dirty.
I think you're starting to put it together.
Yeah.
It is funny, the cop rolls up and he's like, what's the problem, officer? Yeah. He's
like, oh, this is my gimp.
We're lovers.
Yeah.
Naughty.
Super naughty.
He gave the cops no explanation on how the bondage collar wound up on his neck.
Go ahead and cuff me, officer.
Tagger. Oh, you know he loved the cuffs, right?
Oh, yeah.
He loved that whole experience.
His whole wrists are already like all bruised where cuffs are. Like, yeah.
Sure.
Really put them on tight. I like
that. Yeah, tighter. Tighter.
Yeah, he's, you can, those, whew, he's, a
he's
dirty,
been through.
He's a dirty
through.
Looking fella.
Yeah, he's been through it.
Yes, oh, yeah. Is my going out attire.
Yeah. Speaking of bondage and stuff, a mistress who was barred from a pub after taping a woman to the rafters and spanking her repeatedly with a paddle has defended her actions. Lydia Chadwick, also known by her dominatrix persona, Mistress Lydia, was barred from this place called The Mill over the weekend. Miss Lydia, I guess, arrived at the pub with a friend who identifies as a woman. After being seated, Lydia tied her friend to the rafters with a dog leash and then spanked her with a paddle in front of diners, all to the tune of Lovely Day, made famous by Bill Withers.
Lovely day.
Great song.
Yeah, I didn't think I'd ever see someone's ass get beat to it.
You're just eating, you're like, what the deuce is going on?
Lovely day.
This is great entertainment.
Mistress Lydia said people should get out of the dark ages and accept this sort of behavior. Most people are just treating it as a laugh. She said she wanted to be publicly humiliated, so I took her to a local spot. We thought we'd just give some people something to laugh about. But we were running out of time. We realized we had to wrap it up pretty quickly. She'd get embarrassed with everyone looking at us. I chained her to the rafters, though. I blindfolded her and then decided to pull up her skirt and paddle her. Yep. Next thing we know, people are filming us, and the bar staff said you had to leave.
That makes some sense, though.
Yeah, I get it.
What's the big deal?
What's the big deal? What? I don't get it. I just pulled a...
This isn't appropriate.
Mistress Lydia, you've got to not do this here. People are trying to eat.
Sorry, but I like it.
You know, you can't. You're making a scene. Can you please untie her?
Don't stop Mistress Lydia from spanking me.
Just come down from there. Please leave the establishment. This is ridiculous.
There we go.
It's karaoke night. We're trying to do, have a good night here.
Can you help pull my skirt back up?
I'd really not like to. It looks, your ass
well,
is
I'm
so
tied
rough.
To the rafters.
You really are tied up there. Mistress Lydia, please get her down. You've tied the knots too tight.
I'm stuck.
I don't even know what to say about all this. I think you've seen it all. It's a great song, though. Bill Withers.
I just love the idea of, like, there's just people oblivious and just dancing.
Just, like, dude drinking beer.
Yeah.
I do believe that lady's getting spankings.
I do believe that lady isn't a lady.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
This is a crazy night.
I can see your balls.
Clearly.
That's nuts.
Clearly.
That's the last time we go to happy hour. I'll tell you that much right there. That's a great
song.
She
bowled his skirt up. That's why I'm here.
Yeah, that's how come you're here for the music.
Yeah. Never know what you're going to see.
No. Never saw that before, though. That's a dog leash he's using.
Is that what that is?
I didn't see him even bring a dog in, honestly.
Where'd she get that paddle from?
I don't know. I don't know if she had it like under her shirt or where that came from, but that's what
she is beating his ass.
She beat that man's ass very hard. Yeah.
Two shots,
please. Can you pass me those pretzels?
Yeah, here you go. Not worried about the COVID, huh?
Nah. No.
I get it.
I just love that it played out to Lovely Day.
Yeah, I know. That made
the whole thing.
Seems like such a lovely little song.
Yeah, what a bizarre scene.
To watch a woman with balls get spanked to.
Yep. Because it's kind of like the old Dark Side of the Moon Wizard of Oz thing when you really look weird. Deeply.
It matches up. It matched up.
I mean, she caught those balls a couple of times with those wax, but...
right when he said lovely day.
Like each time the lovely day part came, there was a whack, 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 you know.
It is beans.
Coming up, bitches trip in. What bizarre thing did a woman do on a coffin during a funeral in Latin America? Let's get to that.
Uh-oh. Another bitch is tripping.
Hey, listen, everyone experiences grief in a different way, so who are we to judge, I guess? But there is a video going viral right now of a funeral procession where a woman decides to twerk and grind on top of the casket.
That's quite a goodbye.
That's how I hope to go.
I hope you do. I hope.
I'm still holding out hope.
Oh. Gotta find that person to twerk and grind.
Get me a casket twerker. That's the girl you want.
You do. Oh, right? You do. You want a casket.
Hire someone to do that? That's amazing.
She loves you so much, she's going to grind your casket.
Yeah. That's called love. Yeah. She misses what he brought to the table.
If you can't find a girl, Andy, you can hire me.
All right.
I'll just have James twerking.
There's your backup.
I'll show up. Yep.
A few times she even leans forward to kiss the dead person's face.
You have a video, right?
Whoa. We do have the video. It's up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
This is crazy times.
Yeah. This is the happiest funeral I've ever seen.
Oh, my God. She is so grinding.
Damn. I'm so confused.
I know. The emotions are ripping me apart inside, honestly.
Because there's people like in tears back here, and then she's twerking and grinding and kissing the guy.
There's like, look at these guys back here. Celebrating and...
It'd be crazy if you worked at like a normal office and then the guy died and he went and this was his funeral.
Like, look, these guys are like crying and hugging back here and then you're she's right. Like, bam, bam, bam.
I tell you, Bill's funeral was wild. I never seen anything like it. I was crying at first because he's a good guy, but then this lady got up
when
there.
When did that Brazilian show up and start twerking on him?
It was like halfway through. She hopped up there, made out with him too, and then she was just sexually grinding on the thing.
It was the best funeral I've ever been to.
You know, I preferred it to the other ones. The other ones are kind of boring.
Yeah.
The clip has led to a debate online whether this is an amazing tribute to the person who died or if it's disrespectful and inappropriate.
It's wonderful.
Amazing tribute.
It's wonderful.
Maybe they're honoring the deceased of a large wiener. That's
something.
How she went through.
Something. Like, I don't know if this guy one was such ride. A badass. Like, someone got him, obviously. Something got him.
Yeah.
But I feel like he had to be a badass.
Yeah, I think he was.
Yeah. I mean, I believe that he probably liked a good time.
That's what I'm thinking.
The world needs more stripper whores.
Yeah, that's true.
Stripper whores at funerals. Amazing.
Yeah.
Listen, Detroit Red, you've actually seen someone twerk at a funeral?
What? First of all, let me tell you this. When you get a VIP membership at the strip club, that stripper is with you through life and beyond.
I had no idea.
Yeah, she was paying off the last of her membership dues to that guy.
That's it. So she could be free of him. I see.
Yeah. You know, she didn't want to have it on her conscience. She didn't respect his last dying wish.
right. from behind in the face.
Well, he got it. He got everything he wanted.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, it's incredible.
I've seen a lot of crazy stuff. I've actually seen people put gift baskets in the casket with the person or their favorite drink.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah, I've seen that, but I have not seen a twerker.
No. That's the first.
Oh, yeah. All you got to do, go to the strip club, tell them you want the platinum package. Free membership entry every Wednesday night, and when you die, she will do three premium songs.
Three songs.
Premium songs.
That's a fine deal.
Yeah, premium songs.
Signing up now, Rhett. Thanks for calling in, man. You have a good day. All right, we're off to Australia next, and if most of us saw a crocodile, we'd run the hell away from it.
Right? Absolutely.
Of course. Yes. The smart idea. But then there's this guy, apparently has balls of steel, who just sees it as more of an annoyance. There's this guy who's known as the Outback Wrangler.
Well.
And he came across the large reptile while clearing logs in a river path in the Northern Territory of Australia the other day, and just decided that he would deal with them this way. This is up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com if you want to go check it out for yourself.
Oh, daughter's tweet to help her dad's struggling taco business has been retweeted.
You know, I was like, what does this have to do with tacos?
There's no audio here.
I'm not hearing anything.
He just keeps pushing him away by the nose.
Dude.
Go away, crocodile.
Get down.
This guy is one of the toughest SOBs.
Oh, look, he's getting ready to strike, dude.
Oh, God.
Stop it. Back off. We're busy.
That is hilarious. The alligator, the crocodile's just like, I'm going to get you.
He's like, I really want to eat you. Hey, don't push me.
Yeah. Because you know the thing is like a dinosaur coming out of the water. It's so much stronger than him.
He's very comfortable around him.
I'm going to strike. Don't do that. You know
it's if he's directing a dog.
Yeah. Any raw chickens? Just give me a raw chicken.
So I guess this animal handler was trying to clear logs there from a river path, and this crocodile showed up. There's a TV show, I guess, in Australia, The Outback Wrangler, that this guy's in. But he has seen this, apparently, this crocodile several times. They say Bone Cruncher is just an absolute pest while we work out there. They've actually developed an odd relationship over the years. He says he's a crocodile with poor self-esteem, so he hangs out where the other big crocs don't hang out. Like, he's kind of a croc loner.
He's an insecure and a loner?
Well, did you see, like, his jaw was broken off.
Oh, I didn't see
it. He has, like, the bottom of his jaw is gone. it's about only three quarters long.
So with that voice you did, that's probably...
It's like, you know, I'm pretty unsure of myself as a crocodile, but... I think that if I bit you, I think I could rip an arm off of you. So I'd steer clear.
He looks humongous.
Yeah,
he's Bone Cruncher looks huge.
Yeah.
Look when he comes out of the water here, how thick his back is.
Dude, he's in striking distance right there, too.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, just size. You know I'm sensitive about my nose? Just, God, Jesus. Another guy picking on me. Christ. I'm Bone Cruncher, man. Just don't...
They call me Bone Cruncher.
I don't even know how to bite. I never learned how to bite.
That's crazy.
This guy's got balls.
Oh, my God.
I can tell you how he's going to die, though.
Yes.
I can already tell you.
Yeah. He's going to be torn apart by an animal. Yeah.
They say that that crocodile is well over 13 feet long.
You're right. He does have an overbite.
There's more videos from different angles, too, on the link to the story that we have shared over at DavidTruckTheFreak.com. Because the guy has different videos and angles posted on his Instagram.
Was that him coming?
Well, that's him approaching, too. Here comes Bone Crusher.
They just grab this guy by the nose all the time.
That's nuts.
I never learned to...
Like, Bone Cruncher, just settle down, back. Bone Cruncher.
Get back.
Never learned to defend myself against a nose push.
It's like the other ones have figured it out.
Right.
They just bite your arm off.
Watch Bone Cruncher. Figure it out.
That's crazy. I bet that's a great show, though. An Australian animal wrangler show.
So it's almost like... Like he's getting the logs in the same way that there's an American swamp.
No, they're just clearing it out of the way, right? It's blocking, I guess.
Oh, their little
the
wind
waterway.
Yeah.
Oh, so they're not swamp logging.
I'm not sure what the language used either, though. So be careful.
Oh, okay. I only watched the other one. I didn't watch this one. So,
But yeah, like that, the croc definitely took like some kind of wound.
Looks like he's been injured in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah, that's hilarious, though, that he just could push him away by his nose. I know that there's probably no other crocodiles he can really do that with.
Someone's saying it's a wild, perfectly healthy croc.
Well, yeah, it's a wild croc. He just, you know, he's been injured at some point in his jaw, but I mean, he'll still kill you as fast as anything.
That's crazy.
All he has to do is hook onto your arm and then spin, and then it's off.
I want to encounter a crocodile with poor self-esteem.
Right.
I'm uncertain, you know. I just wish that the other crocodiles don't really hang out with
me. If you encounter a croc, you want it to be a sad,
a depressed one. Croc.
Yeah.
The other guys just keep putting signs on my back and making fun of me. It's awful.
Dude, you've got a sign on your back right now. I told you.
Tiny jaw. That's
just tiny jaw. You know I'm insecure about that. I'm just going to go swim.
Don't talk to him about it. Way to go. Way to go, Dave.
See you, Bone Crusher.
Okay. Yep. That's why we call him Bone Crusher. They try and pump him up.
Help his self-esteem.
Yeah. No, you're Bone Cruncher.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, that's right.
I crunch, man.
I crunch bones.
And here's some of those soft jellies because you have a hard time.
I do like sweets. I like sweets. That's not for a crocodile.
Yeah.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.
Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to mow your lawn. And now, thanks to Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped is here to make sure your balls are smooth and smelling nice. Mm. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. So do yourself a favor and always use the right tool for the job. Go to manscaped.com now. Use code WRIF to get 20% off with free shipping. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you.